Okay, everybody, I think this time it's going to work because you can actually hear me and I can certainly hopefully see you as you join. My apologies for the last 15 minutes, but it kind of tops off what's been a pretty crap day. So you hopefully, we're going to talk about this topic. I'm going to have my say on what's happening in the United States. Despite the horrendous echo that Podbean is delivering to me. So, as I say, this is the rather like the course of true love. Podbean podcasts do not always run smoothly. And so it is with this case. So I want to welcome Chris Davis. I see you. I've got Jed. Hello, Jed. Can you?
Good evening, David. Can you hear me now?
There was an old musical hall act, and that was one of the punchlines. Can you hear me? Yes, Jed, I can hear you.
We're just waiting for our other guest. He's just entering the studio now. Here's Paddy. There we go. We're all together, and we can all hear each other. Brilliant.
Right. Well, Paddy, my apologies for my atrocious sound system at this end, apparently. But anyway, we're not going to spend all night talking about it. We're going to talk about the decline and fall of the United States in a very short period of time. And I was really kidding. And Jed, thank you very much for standing in for me.
Well, you're more than welcome, Ben.
I'm conscious that we need to get, hopefully other people will pick up on this one as Chris Davis has. But, you know, I wanted to, Paddy, to sort of talk to you about several aspects of what's been going on. First of all, the loss of all those 13 U.S. Military personnel in Kabul yesterday. How does that feel from an American perspective?
Like we were just kicked in the private parts, and for no reason at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the best part is like yesterday. Now think about this. When this was going on, and right after, this self exploder went off.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi was at a feminist rally, and didn't even mention the 12 desert. So you got Afghanistan where the women are going into slavery, back into slavery. She's over here at a feminist fundraiser in California and doesn't even mention Afghanistan, the death of the soldiers, anything.
I can explain that. They don't care. And see, Paddy, this is my problem. The Democrats, we know that they, I consider it was an illegitimate election. Ultimately, Trump, I believe, won. But we are where we are. And we have a Democrat Party, to my mind, Paddy, which is dedicated to the destruction of the United States as a global hegemony. And so the absolute humiliation guts me. When I see America humiliated in the way, Paddy, we've seen in the last, 2-3 weeks, and it's crystallized around Afghanistan and the botched withdrawal and Biden's strange policy. And now, Paddy, the thing I heard today, which made me feel sick to the stomach, was I think one of your top military leaders saying that they were relying on the Taliban for their security in terms of the next number of days to get out. The Taliban, who the Americans have been fighting for the past 20 years, now you're reliant on them. What the hell, Paddy?
That's the orders given down through the State Department is that the Afghans will handle all the security outside the base, outside the airport. They'll handle the checkpoints. They'll handle this. They even gave them a list of the personnel in country so that they could guarantee that they got through the roadblocks. No, you give them a hit list.
Yeah, it's a kill list. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. You give them a hit list.
Yeah. That's exactly. I mean, that stunned me. Yesterday, Paddy, I've got to admit, I was following it all day, and it just went from bad to worse. The admission that, as you say, they'd given the Taliban a list of all Americans and those who worked with them. The Taliban know who all these people are now. They will seek them down, and they will kill them.
They already are. Like I said, there's a news blackout because God, you know, I'm not a fan of CNN, the Clinton News Network, but you know, they turned around. They had a woman reporter there who was giving good, honest, and I mean, this woman had to run for her life several times. They got her out, but I was like, other than that, she was like the last reporter on the ground. And like I said, they're going, and from the stories that are coming out through social media, which you can't confirm, is that they're taking the people who worked with us and people who cooperated. They're executing, they're shooting their families and then chopping their heads off. And it's just like, you know, but we're relying on their word.
These are the new kinder. Taliban. I mean, as somebody put it, Patty, Taliban got a Taliban. So suicide bombings, head chopping, this is what they do. But it's surely, Patty, from your perspective in the States, I mean, when you see your proud nation humiliated by a bunch of goat herds, you know, what does that feel like?
It's disgusting. You know, now the anger level in the country has been like for the last 2 years has been on a powder keg of where real bad things could happen. You know, but nobody's gone to revolt. Nobody's really wanted to. It came close at one point during COVID. But then other things happened that stopped that down. But then to add this between the COVID, the stealing the election, and now this, there is the anger that is built up in this country right now is insane.
Insane.
And what's totally going on the other end of it too is the Democrats that are in Congress. They don't care. They have no. They don't care about the foreign policy. They don't care about the atmosphere in the country. They are passing. They are what you see, like you said, right now that you know this humiliation and this, you know, this is our downfall and everything else. No, this is a symptom. The downfall is being set up right now. What has been going on while all this other stuff has been going on, COVID and. And the withdrawal in Afghanistan, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the Democrat Party have been putting in place the changing of the United States into a hybrid form of communism based on pieces of the former Soviet Union, current day China, and some of our own American communists from a top down government control of every aspect of our lives. They have no regard for the law or our guaranteed American civil rights. Now, I know a lot of countries don't understand American civil rights. Like even England does not have real free speech and stuff. And we did up until the last 2 years.
Yeah.
We had total free speech. You could say anything. As long as you didn't threaten somebody's life or instigate or demand or provoke a riot, you could basically say anything. You got laughed at sometimes. You got booed. You got hollered at. You got cursed at. But you could say anything you want. Now you can't argue with them. They shut you up, and it's sad. What they've also done is they've squashed, you know, they've destroyed free speech. They destroyed the right of assembly with this COVID crap. They've taken away the right to redress the grievances with our government. We cannot complain about what the government's position is. If you do, you're automatically censored, banned, and shut up and completely silenced. They have these mandates. The government, not one level of government or business has the authority to mandate, in the United States that anybody take a drug or a medical practice or anything. And they're demanding that you take these shots or you die or you don't get to work. You don't get anything.
You know, I agree, Patty. But I want to stick on Afghanistan though,
problem.
And on Afghanistan, for me, you see, there's after 20 years, after all those US and British lives, for example, and other nationalities' lives in pursuance of, to my mind, which was a lunatic policy to try and impose a neo-Jeffersonian democracy, you know, in the dusty uplands of Afghanistan. That was never going to happen. But all those lives were lost. And I've heard fine words from many people about them. But I think they were lost for nothing because they were fighting the Taliban. And now we have the US military and the US president palling up to the Taliban and saying they're your best friends, even as they allow Al-Qaeda or ISIS affiliates through the security fence and blowing Americans to pieces. It doesn't get any worse what's in terms of that region. And you know, China have basically swept in, so they're going to be the Taliban's best pals. The Taliban don't need the US. And that then starts to create more regional instability. I see the Taliban have got some forces, Paddy, going across now into Pakistan, which of course is another failed state, and that going to create instability there potentially with India. So if you wanted to screw up that region, Joe Biden has got it off to an absolute T, hasn't he?
Well, totally. And here's the thing, too. You mentioned Pakistan. You know, the Taliban is based in Pakistan. All their leadership is in Pakistan. The Afghanistan is just their slave tribes that they use for their forced labor and their slaves, their sexual women slaves, and their fodder for their battles. All the leadership is based in Pakistan, and it's always been that way. This is ridiculous. Oh, and the other insult to injury, which I have to bring up, is that, you know, the guy who's running the Taliban right now is one of the Bergdahl Five. That Obama released from Guantanamo to get back a traitor, and now this guy is sitting over there. Now this guy has an additional however many thousands of people hostages, or whatever. But it's a shame. Like you said, the Chinese are coming in. I saw a story: the Russians pulled out some troops. The Russians backed out a little bit from there, but they'll because they don't really want to go back in Afghanistan. But Afghanistan is very rich in the raw material to make lithium batteries for electric cars.
That's right, Paddy.
Which is all part of the agenda.
Yeah. You know? Just imagine that, Paddy. All of a sudden, lithium, which, as you say, is a key element in construction of electric batteries, Afghanistan is a big chunk of that. And now, if you like, the Chinese are going to get that. So the Green New Deal seems to me to be a backdoor way to further prop up China as the global hegemon.
It's not backdoor. It's front door.
Front door. Well, you're right.
They invited him right into the living room, right into the parlor. Have a seat. I'll bring you the tea and crumpets.
I know. Paddy, another question. Did you see Biden's speech? And if so, what's your thoughts on it? The one he gave yesterday.
I sat and I watched the entire speech. And I will give him one. I will give him two kudos on it. He actually managed to do complete sentences, and he did pick on Fox News at the end. But now towards the substance of the speech, he did several things in that speech that are very upsetting. He said the buck stops with me, but it's Trump's fault. And then he had the nerve to say that it was the generals and the military and the intelligence people that told him to shut down Bagram Air Base. Yeah. Now, I'm a news fanatic and I'm a news junkie and I read all sorts of, and I also am former military and I read all sorts of military. Now, the military have been saying since he took over, why did you shut down Bagram? I cannot, it makes no sense. The only strategical defendable base in the entire country, and you're going to turn around and say, oh, that's got to get shut down first. There's not a military person there. I posted a picture last night of his joint chiefs of the seven generals, you know, Air Force, Admiral, you know, Navy, Marines, everything right up to Miley that are his thing. If we had a real press, if there was such a thing as real reporting of the news in the world, a reporter would have been calling every one of those seven men and asking them that night, why did you advise the president to shut down Bagram Air Base? And not one of those gentlemen will be asked that question. And it's a flat out lie. He turned around and he threw those men under the bus because it wasn't me. Yeah, Joe, this is all you. This is nobody but Joe Biden.
The other thing he did, Patty, was, and I agree with all of that, but the other thing Biden did is he brought his dead son into it and made it about him. Well, Marines that had been slaughtered. No, about his son who served in Iraq, got a form of cancer, and got really good treatment for it. You know, what's that got to do with anything?
Well, that's his bona fides. He had a military son that died. Now, mind you, he died, and I grieve anybody. I mean, God forbid, brain cancer. I mean, but but there's his bona fides. He can talk with authority on military matters because he had a son that served in the military who died. I lost a son who served in the military. You also got another son who's running around with a crack pipe in his nose and chasing hookers. So I don't want to hear about your children. I'm sorry.
I totally agree. Yeah. Oh, let's talk about Bo. Let's not talk about Hunter.
Oh, God forbid. Yeah.
And Hunter's laptop. But yeah. But again,
which one?
Well, that's right. But he seems to lose a lot of them, as you say, when he's with hookers. But
there's two missing now. Yeah.
But isn't it so disrespectful, Patty? After such a loss of American life, he doesn't really refer to the young Americans that are now dead. He's talking about his family. This is a guy who is just not fit to be president on any basis. You know, Patty, he's opened up in many regards the gates of hell in that area. And then the other thing that got me, I'm interested in your thoughts on this, it appears that most of the people that have been airlifted out of Kabul to the States aren't Americans.
They're Afghanis.
How's that going to work out?
That's what I mean. It's like it's an outrage, and he's like, you know, and you can't. There's also there's the Nazarene Fund is a fund that's going on right now, and I'm not promoting anything. I don't have anything to do with it. Don't have anything to do with it. But it's a group of charities in the United States that have one of the money backers for it is Glenn Beck. And he turned around and he paid for a dozen 737 aircraft to fly into Afghanistan to get out and not to even bring back to take Christians and anybody else that wanted to get out of the country to other countries that would accept them. The American State Department is blocking them. They've got a dozen planes sitting over there, empty, waiting to bring people out. This man is sitting sitting over there, a civilian sitting over there in the Middle East with all these planes, and he can't. And they're having a hard time getting people out. Half of them they've already got set up to go to other countries, not even to come into the United States, and that's being blocked. But then the American citizens that are over there are. You know, unable to get to the airport. He provided no safe passage.
You know, absolutely right. Can I just interrupt, Patty, and then say to those people who are now on the stream, if you want to come in, Jed can let you know how you can do this. But basically, you can come on the show, you can chat to Patty, you can talk to me, talk to Jed. That's another benefit of this feature. You can actually interreact if you want. So I'm just leaving that thought. Jed may be able to, as I say,
be our phone screener. Yeah, Jed needs to be our phone screener because I can see a couple of people that would love to call up and talk to both me and you.
Yeah. So, Patty, that's the great thing about podcasts. It's very much like a radio show. People can come in, they can talk, they can have their opinion. If you are listening to this and you like it, hit the hearts button. I want to see the hearts button hit. That lets us know that you're enjoying the conversation. Now we seem to have ironed out all our technical things. But Patty, going back on topic again. The fact of the matter is that this is a disaster. I know Biden's his approval levels have plummeted, rightly so. But one of the things that bothers me is, if we want to now shift it back to the States, why are the Republicans not demanding the impeachment of this guy? I mean, they wanted Trump impeached because he sent a tweet or two that hurt people's feelings. This guy, Biden, has authorized a kill list of Americans to the Taliban. How does that work then, Tapati?
They have no power. The Republicans have absolutely no power. Do you have to see the Democrats? The Democrats could impeach Trump because Democrats controlled the House, and they control whoever controls the House controls basically the Congress. And since the since the first 2 years when first 2 years when Trump was in, we had complete control of the House, the Senate, and everything else. But Paul Ryan refused to back anything that Trump did, and because of it, they lost control of the House and turned over to the Democrats.
That's true.
Now the Democrat, and without any power, the Republicans are demanding a lot of stuff, but they have no power. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer control the Congress, and as they have their own agenda, they are implementing. They are laying right now down the new Green Deal. And they had cooperation with 18 Republican senators in the House, all the good ones like Mitt Romney and Sass and the other wackos who are rhinos. They're only in there for their own self gain. They're not in there for the people that they represent. They're in there for themselves and for power. And and so they want to get along. They don't want to get along. You wanted to get your family and your kickbacks and all this sort of stuff. But that's here. Sure. But the Republicans have no power. They can say whatever they want. We got some good ones in there. You got Jim Jordan. You got Getz. You got a bunch of others in there.
You've got Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, Marjorie Taylor. God bless her, because they've tried to drive this woman. Either out of the Congress or insane, and she's held her ground and fought back tooth and nail. And a lot of people don't like her, but I respect the woman, and I think she's doing a great job.
Patty Doss makes the point here. We could go from a senile old man to a cackling whore. Well, Doss, are you referring to the first black? Black lesbian, half Indian, half Asian, half lunatic, Kamala Harris. Surely you're not. How dare you, Doss? I will report you to Kamala. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, he's right though, Patty. We could go from dementia-stricken Biden to cackling Kamala.
And now they have an excuse. Here's the thing: it's like everybody has always been. That's been what the underlying feeling for a lot of people in the United States was. Okay, it's just a matter of time before, they say Joe had a stroke or something like that. To put Kamala in, so that she is the sitting president to run for the next election, not the vice president, but the president to running against whoever the Republicans put up. But now they have a legitimate excuse, because as this gets worse and worse, Afghanistan this is just the beginning. This is the nightmare that we saw, the self-exploders yesterday. This is just that was just the first shot. This is just going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. And who knows? They might be able to actually talk him into, stepping down, or saying that, he's too stressful,
health
reasons. I mean, and Kamala thing, and sell it to Joe. Because Joe's always been the problem with that. because as long as Joe can get out of bed in the morning, they got a problem. Because he doesn't want to let go. Joe believes Joe is the smartest person in the world.
Well, I know. Joe also believes that Hunter is the smartest guy he's ever met.
I love that. Remarkable. Yes, I love that.
Just read out Bahram Yu's comment. Biden won't finish his term. My guess is he'll die from COVID, in quotation marks. Kamala will take over. Look at Gerald Ford's speech in 1989, where he predicted this will happen. Well, I agree. I don't think there's anybody listening to this or who will listen to this and replay who probably thinks that, you know, Biden's going to see out the term. But what I think, Paddy, is this is now so bad, honestly, so bad, I cannot see Biden seeing out the year. You know, you made some great points, Paddy, in our first aborted live, what we did. Which hopefully, right. Sadly, those points were kind of lost to me anyway. But I picked up on some of them. And, you know, you were saying, it's like Biden wanted to have this for September 11th this year, for the 20th anniversary. He wanted to say, I'm the great guy. I brought the troops home. But he's bringing body bags home. And America's going to celebrate 9/11 this year with the bloody Taliban in charge of the U.S. embassy in Afghanistan.
And they're going to
humiliation.
And they're going to broadcast on Twitter, I guarantee you, a celebration in the American embassy with the Al Qaeda flag flying over it, right next to the Taliban flag flying over the American embassy. And wait and see. They're going to have a 9/11 celebration. Let's hope it's just a rub in your face type of celebration.
Exactly.
And not a bunch of explosions all over the place.
I think again, Chris Davis. I just want to read out his comment. Chris says Joe's biggest dilemma of the day is mint choc chip or vanilla ice cream. I think Chris Davis, he likes double choc, I think, is his favorite ice cream. I mean, actually, Chris Davis, it's a serious point, Paddy. This is how pathetic your president is. His main preoccupation seems to be ice cream, which is like really weird. And the media have went with it. But then again, the last week or two, we've seen your media in the States actually turn, to a degree at least, on Biden. Oh, by the way, Jed says, David, you're banned on Twitter, but the Taliban is not. What a clown world.
Absolutely. There you go, you know.
Jed, yeah. I'm not fit to grace Twitter.
Well, your stuff is put on Twitter every day, David.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm there.
I make sure of that.
Yeah, but I mean, it shows you know, going back to Chris's point that about the ice cream, did you see, Paddy, the Taliban troll Trump, troll Biden with the photograph of them all sitting having their ice cream? Did you see that one?
I saw that one, but the one that really, but that's not the one that, it, no, the one that,
the bad one. I know
the one that upset, you know, that upset, don't matter if you're left, right, in between. Seeing them do a reenactment of Iwo Jima. Hoisting the Taliban flag, you know, that stuff doesn't sit right with anybody in this country.
But that's more of the humiliation, isn't it, Paddy?
Yeah.
They deliberately picked that one so that they could humiliate the country. I reckon if Trump had been in charge, the Taliban wouldn't have tried their arm in this one, because I think he would have said, look, if you come within 5 kilometers of the airport, of the airports, would just wipe you out.
If they hadn't stolen the election, I hope to God we're on the right platform to say that.
If
they hadn't stolen the election, they Trump's plan would have been through. Afghanistan would be empty except for a spy base and a quick response special forces base, and everything else would, you know, if they wanted to kill each other, the Taliban and Afghanis, that would have been their business. But you wouldn't have had this nightmare then, because the complete withdrawal would have been completed by May 1st. Three months ago. He drugged this out for a photo op. All this blood, all these bodies are on Joe Biden for, because he wanted to frame himself as the man who ended the war on terror, which he'll never end. But he wanted to, frame himself that way on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. He wanted to stand on the bodies and shoulders of others.
Yeah, you know, this is why I was so keen to bring you on, Paddy. I completely agree with that. And I mean, but the other thing is, now we have the Taliban. All of a sudden, they've got these vast amounts of superior U.S. Armaments, you know, killer fighter jets, Black Hawk helicopters, and then all the munitions. I mean, unbelievably,
we just created one of the largest well-armed armies in the world, and it's manned by terrorists. Because you know, you can say a lot of things about the United States and this and everything else, and our weapons and military equipment are the best in the world. It's the only product that we still manufacture ourselves and do it to better than anybody else. And it's, you know, and now these are sitting in the hands of people who would just love to turn them loose in the middle, in the middle of a town square somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, so Biden's achieved the opposite, if you like, of what he thought he was going to, perhaps thought he was going to achieve. But the other thing is, it gets me, Paddy. We have this humiliation of Afghanistan. Meanwhile, your southern border is wide open. There's, if I'm right, there's hundreds of thousands of people pouring through the southern border into the States. So Biden's presiding over your destruction in that way. He's presiding over your humiliation in Afghanistan, which is, again, from a Brit, it's horrible to behold, because we stand by the US as a country, and so we despise this, you know, this administration. So all I see is just absolute chaos.
And here's the thing too. Let's look at the border for one second. An example of the you know, one of the real problems and one of the real issues that we have going on in this country that it's not being reported by the press, by the mainstream media. It is on talk right wing talk radio and not just barely on Fox, but the Biden administration has at least once a month since they've been in office told the Supreme Court, "Nah, screw you, we're not listening to your judgment on the law." They told them, "No, you can't do the eviction thing." He said, "Screw it, we're going to do it anyway." They told him this week, "You have to, you cannot just dismiss to stay in Mexico. It's the law. Those people have to stay in Mexico." They haven't stopped a single person. They're still coming over. And they've said they've caught 2 million people. Rule of thumb up until this year was always they catch only 10% of what crosses the border. So, and they this year it's higher because people are turning themselves in so they can get benefits. So you figure they've got 2 million, at least 10 million have entered. And the other 7 million, the other, you know, 5 to 7 million are carrying fentanyl, heroin, methamphetamine, and violent drug, and they're setting them up in every city in the United States. The addiction deaths, the overdose deaths in the United States have, you know, which is horrendous to begin with. Each year we lose the same, we lose more people than we lost in the 10 years of Vietnam. But last year it went up by 15,000 people, and right now it's on the projected lean that to be up over 25,000 extra deaths, almost 100,000 people dying from overdoses of illegal drugs that are flowing across the Mexican border.
Yeah, I mean, actually, Paddy, I read, I'm going to bring Jed into the discussion in a second, but just wanted to say, I read a really interesting statistic that said in 2020, there was more people died from fentanyl overdose in San Francisco than died from COVID-19.
That's the truth. It's the truth. It's
that's
the truth.
Shocking, Paddy. It's shocking. The Democrats are turning America into just one big dysfunctional. Well, they're trying to. They're trying to.
And I'll tell you what.
That's maybe the right way.
The big thing is what's really going to be telling what's everyone in the country is scared to death of. will the next two votes be legitimate? If the next two votes are legitimate, they'll be done. The Democrats will be out. They'll have done a lot of damage. They're in the next 18 months, they can do an unbelievable amount of damage. But if the vote is legitimate, they'll be gone. If they manage to pass this stuff and get control and have the vote controlled from the federal government, which is unconstitutional, they can then we're stuck with this and we got a real problem. Then I would start laying odds on how long before the country really falls.
You see, Paddy and Jed, I wanted to ask Jed's opinion on this. Jed, my view is, I'm not sure how popular this is going to be with people, but anyway, I think it's 1776 again. That's what I think, and all that involves. What do you think?
Wow, I'm not too sure actually, Dave, but I can everything that Paddy's been saying over the past 20 minutes or so, I fully agree, but I think the Democrats are deliberately destroying the country. And he mentioned there if the next two elections are fair. I don't think they will be, because I think they've got away with it once and they know how to get away with it now. But the only fly in that ointment is going to be whether the media will back him again like they did back the Democrats like they did the first time, i.e.
The media are the Democrats. The media are the Democrats.
Yes. But what I'm saying is they're now beginning to turn on Biden, only slightly, but it is a turn. And it's whether that come the midterm, whether there will be full-on Democrat like they were in 2020, or whether they will actually win slightly.
Sorry, Paddy, I'm just going to come in here. Just to say, in addition to what Jed's just asked, can I also add a question from Chris here, who says, ask Paddy if you think Gavin Newsom will be replaced. And actually, that speaks to Jed's point again, because I think, Jed, you're questioning, since they got away with the steal last year, why shouldn't they get away with every steal for the foreseeable future? Why shouldn't they?
I think that's what I'm particularly saying. Yeah,
Paddy,
yeah.
Over to you, Paddy.
Okay, as the Gavin Newsom thing, Nancy Pelosi's nephew, Gavin Newsom, if the vote is even 75% legit, he's gone, and Larry Elder will probably be the next governor of the, which is going to be which is going to make for some unbelievably great news writing. Larry Elder is a constitutionalist, libertarian-ish right winger, but not like, he's a black gentleman, and he's not gun-toting, tobacco-chewing, redneck. Now, he's a very intelligent man who understands that the true equality is done through a colorblind society and a society that treats everybody equal and fairly.
Can he win?
If the vote is legitimate, he will win. Like I said, the reason I get down, the thing was vote. They found a guy yesterday sleeping in his car. He had 300 ballots for Newsom in his car.
But that is Jed's point, isn't it, Jed?
Yeah.
It is. This is it. Because when the fix was in, and we all knew the fix was in as it was happening, we could see the tallies changing, in Biden's favor. When Trump was running away with it, they almost across the country changed instantly to Biden. What they had was everybody was in on the fix. And I think this time round, maybe the media won't be 100% on the fix. That I think they're waning because of Biden's poor performance. And Kamala Harris missing in action, because she doesn't want anything to do with the chaos that Biden's caused in Afghan. She wants to keep well away from that, because I think when it comes to the midterm, she's going to be going, well, I had nothing to do with that. that was creepy old Joe. And therefore, I'm fresh and I'm new. But she only ever got 1% in the primaries.
But nobody likes her. But here's the thing, Jed, is the midterms have absolutely no effect on Biden or Kamala. They are midterms are for Congress only. And here's the thing is like
yeah, but my point is, Paddy, if the Republicans can win the midterm, they can stop all this voter fixing that they're trying to implement with, you know, you don't need ID and, you know, no proof of this or the other. You can and all the postal votes, because it was the postal votes that went up by 50% from about the average of 20% per election to over 40%.
There's no way.
In 2020.
Yeah, there's no way. Here's the easiest example that you know, if anybody says, the vote wasn't rigged. Here's the easiest way to point out that the vote was rigged. Joe Biden got more African-American votes than Barack Obama. Sorry, that ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen, period. I don't care how, just not going to happen, because there's people who came out who have never voted for never voted in their life. Nice little old black ladies that came out and voted just for Barack Obama because it was wonderful. And God bless them for doing it. But they ain't coming out for Joe Biden. You know, there's no way that Joe Biden got more votes than Barack Obama. But according to the numbers, he did.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think the thing is, I think Jed's point, Jed, I don't want to put words in your mouth, is that, you know, we know the stale was outrageous, Paddy. It was awful to behold. It was one of the worst nights I've had, because I went to bed happy, woke up miserable.
I haven't been able to address the steal because most of the time we're on a platform doesn't allow it, or I'm not a guest on the thing. The steal, it was obvious Trump was winning and winning by a landslide. They stopped the vote count in the five major completely Democrat controlled most populous states in the country, and they flipped the vote. The machines can be set to do whatever you want. It's a design feature, but that wasn't what did it. What did it was they shut down the vote and they added thousands and thousands and thousands of ballots. Philadelphia has never had a straight, honest election in its life. I know. I've worked the elections there. You know, it's like I said, there are Democrat machine states. The evidence is there. The truth of the matter, and this was not reported by the mainstream media. Everybody said they lost in court. They never got to court. Not one case was heard. It was dismissed in the preliminary trial. And besides, only one court could have stopped the election and demanded an official recount, and that was the Supreme Court. And they weighed in the very beginning that they weren't going to judge on it. So whatever the vote numbers wound up being, see, now we've been in court for the last 2 years. Every state has been fighting in court, and we're finally starting to get victories to get some control back in the vote. But if in the next 18 months, if they pass these three bills in the House of Representatives that gives the control of the vote to the federal government instead of the state governments, the voting system is no longer legitimate. We no longer are democracy. We're no longer a republic.
That was my point. They've done the fix once. If the Republicans can't gain a majority in the midterms, then the fix for the next election, 2024, is done.
It's done.
So they need to be using Biden's failure and the Democrats' failure now to maximize the potential for the midterm, because they have to take control in the midterm to stop the vote rigging legislation being passed, which will always guarantee a Democrat victory.
Okay, sorry, just to come interrupt to say, we're approaching the last 5 minutes. I wanted to keep this one going a bit longer, but just to say to those that are listening to this, if you guys want to, you know, as I say, if you want to dial in, then Jed's explained how you do it, and you can say you can have your say directly with us, or, and equally important, hit that hearts button. You got 5 minutes left to give it a digital workout, as I used to say in the old days on Periscope. Hit the hearts button, and thank you very much, Chris Davis, for doing that. We're like demented cardiologists. We need as many hearts as possible. But anyway, so let's kind of bring things. So just to finish then, we're going to see, Paddy, I put it to you, between now and next Tuesday, which is the end of the month, I think we're going to see more humiliation of the US, because the Taliban have got America. They've got Joe on the run. And there's nothing to stop them to continue what they've been doing, the sustained humiliation. And they will let more of ISIS. Oh, by the way, ISIS. ISIS K. Was it ISIS K?
ISIS K. Yeah, yeah.
No. They're ISIS.
It's got its own variant.
I think, yeah, Israel, maybe they need a vaccine. Oh, actually, to be fair to the Taliban, one good thing about the Taliban, I would say, is that at least they've banned the killer jab. So, I mean, you know, not all bad, mostly bad, but not all bad. But yeah, so, I mean,
How many daughters do you have? Wait.
I'm not actually seeking to live under but by the same token, I'm not seeking to live under an authoritarian nightmare bully British government that is trying to coerce me into getting a job I'll never take. But I don't want that either. But anyway, between now and Tuesday, do you think there's going to be more terror attacks?
My fear, and I hold my breath, because this is and I hope to God I'm wrong. I'm waiting for them to shoot one of the full planes down.
If that happens, Paddy, that would escalate things to nuclear, actually almost literally to nuclear level. America, if one of those planes comes down, surely to God, at that point, the U.S. military would have to let loose with everything.
Yeah, are the Taliban that stupid? And that's the thing is I think some of them are that crazy. I really do. And I hope to God it doesn't happen. I'd rather just see four or five more self-exploders, and they're going to happen. This is a route. This is a complete route. We turned into the French. We dropped our guns and ran.
I think, Paddy, a lot of the people that follow me on these social media channels, we're all friends of the United States.
And I know. I like to pick on the French. Yeah. I'm sorry. I have a bone to pick. For those who know, I am, I am a follower of the Templars, and I will never forgive the French for betraying the Knights Templar. And so it's always F the French with me, but they helped the United States. They're good people. They're strong people. They're being screwed over by Macron, and it's just like, so when I say that, that is a little American humor. So please bear with me. I have a black heart.
Now, you've got a good heart, and that's why we want you on the show, Paddy. And it's been too long since we've done one of these. And, Jed's just saying, by the way, there's also a chat going on over at tangledweb.org, one of my other websites. You can go there to that platform. But yeah, Paddy, so, Jed, I suspect Paddy's right, and the Taliban will continue to laugh at the U.S. until
it's a joke to them right now. They're paying themselves. Like I said, they're going to have a really big party on 9/11 in the American embassy, and there's going to be Al-Qaeda flags, and they're going to be handing out candy. This is going to be everything, and I hope that's all it is. I'd rather see that than blowing things up. But this is a humiliation like you wouldn't believe. But and it's like it's insult to injury. And the people that are suffering the most from this are we lost 2,572 or 3, I believe, in country in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. Them and their fellow soldiers that served in country, and even any of our soldiers that are that are serving. This is what we are saying to our men and women who ours is 100% voluntary service, and you don't go unless you go because you want to represent the United States. And what they're doing to these people you know, it's ridiculous and sad.
I just want to add. Sorry.
Go ahead, Jed.
David mentioned there about, you know, God forbid, or it was mentioned at least, God forbid that one of the flights leaving is brought down. I just want to add, God forbid it's brought down by an Apache helicopter that Biden has given.
They don't know how to fly them.
There must be somebody that knows how to fly them.
No.
They have more Apache helicopters now than Australia.
Than Australia. Yeah, I know. And they are very sophisticated. And Afghan, the Taliban do know how to fight. They've been fighting. They've defeated every, you know, anybody who's, nobody wins in that region of the world. You go there, you kill a whole bunch of them. They wait till you leave. And then they go back to exactly how they were. It's been this way for 2,000 years. It'll be that way for another 2,000 years, you know. That you're never going to change them. All you can do is keep them in their own little dirty patch, and if they step out of it, kill them.
Yeah, and on that happy note, I think we shall leave the we'll bring things to a conclusion. So first of all, an extra special thanks to Paddy City Troll for being on the podcast live stream. As you know, this is only the second one we've done, so we had a few technical problems, but I think we've lasted for over 50 minutes in this one. So thank you very much, Paddy. Thank you, Jed, for helping me over my technical limitations. Thanks to everybody who's given us a heart. Thanks to everyone who will listen to this on replay, as well as those who watch it live. I appreciate all your support. Do make sure you subscribe to the podcast channel. Also, hit the subscribe button on the Hard Truth podcast that I've done with Alana Mercer. If you can do both of those things, and we shall return. Unlike the US to Afghanistan, we shall return to this live platform. But that's it for me for tonight, everybody. Thank you very much, and as I say, speak with you soon. Bye for now.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.